Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Come on.
Well, Lifeblood, this is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Mark Bassa. Mark, are you ready to do this?
I sure am.
Excellent. Mark is the global brand and business manager with Hawk Finance. They're an organization bringing decentralized financial products that challenge modern banking, empower you to do more with crypto. Mark, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So personal life. So Australian born, living in Denmark for the last 5 years, predominantly been in traditional marketing, digital marketing for the last decade. Discovered Bitcoin 2011 and didn't really dabble into a serious crypto career up until about 24 months ago. I invested in a ton of meme tokens, these tokens that predominantly have zero value, and I made a lot of money. And then I basically wrote to these companies, these meme tokens, and I said, hey, I think I can fix your projects. I think I can make you a lot of money and make this whole meme token industry a real thing. And so I wrote to Hawk and a couple others, but Hawk responded pretty fast. And then I joined them. And my vision with Hawk Finance was basically to turn them into from a volunteer meme project into a serious DeFi player. So building a real company whereby you have a suite of products, decentralized financial products, but they're powered by what you would call meme branding. So cute logos, cute dogs, viral memes, the community being leveraged in order to facilitate all this incredible brand and marketing power. And then, of course, you have the amazing products that we build on the blockchain.
Nice. Well, I always appreciate when people take initiative and you reach out and that's how great things happen. So these meme coins. The good is that they're absolutely viral and you can't stop an idea. Bad is that they have very little value. So what is the long-term vision that you see? Why is virality good in this case? Or what, how will the future be different?
Sure. So I think that that meme tokens really had their meme season. So you have Elon Musk endorsing Dogecoin. It goes up like crazy. It moons, and there's like 15-year-old millionaires that bought this token. And so then Shiba Inu comes out, and Hawk was also Hokkaido Inu was the original name. That was also one of the OG meme tokens. And basically, a lot of these coins and tokens start with very little utility. You buy them, you kind of just like, it's like a lottery ticket out of your 9-to-5, and they don't really do much else. Lots of promises made, promises broken. There's no real consistent strategy, vision. There's no teams, like a coordinated team, hierarchy, CEO, people. They're just run by a bunch of dudes from their computers. And there's a lot of good people behind it, and there's a lot of, dodgy people behind them too. And so short-term meme tokens really can't do anything. Long-term, and this is what I saw, was that young people can't or don't resonate with corporate banks anymore. Bank of America is not online on Telegram 24 hours, 7 days a week. We are. We have a team of 46 people. And that's really powerful. So people that want to use our, these products that we've built, which as you said in the introduction, replicate traditional finance. So for example, we have this multi-chain bridge. It basically means you can take an asset like ETH and you can bridge it to Binance chain or Hecko chain. Eventually more and more chains are going to be added. So eventually one day you can take any asset on the chain and you can bridge it across. It's almost like if I was to exchange Danish crowns for USD, right? But you can do it with any currency in an instant. And the idea behind this actual product itself, right now it's available on the HOK token, but to make it public, permissionless, almost like Uniswap with their DEX tool, right? So you have this permissionless bridge. Any project, any company can create an asset and bridge it across maybe hundreds of chains one day. So that, in terms of a financial product, means speed, scalability. You can do anything with that asset. So that's our long-term vision, is to give the next crypto generation and the current generation, even millennials, these sorts of products that they can use in their everyday lives, crypto sending, crypto spending, because they can't get this from the bank. The banks are so far behind. They're so out of touch. So we're almost here to kind of lead that transition where meme coins, meme tokens are taken seriously. We build utility, but we never forget our foundations of a meme brand.
Nice. I think that's really well said right there. I think I understood most of it. My brain wants to compare it to things. And I'm thinking, is it kind of like a passport? Is it like it's more of a new currency that will be accepted in every country and there's just no problem converting?
Yep. So basically, for example, you take our token, HOK, that is on the Ethereum chain, and we have HOK also on the Binance chain. So you have all these different chains. You even have USDC, so US dollar coin, which is built on the Ethereum chain. So basically, these currencies can all be moved and facilitated in all sorts of new ways. So like a passport, yes, that you can use it anywhere. With our currency or any currencies for that matter, on the chain is how we see future spending. So a lot of people say this thing to me quite often where they say, how are we going to have 5,000 tokens, in the future? How are we going to have so many meme coins? I just want to buy a loaf of bread. Well, in the future, I believe you'll just have your crypto wallet and your assets, and many of your tokens will be on really big chains, popular chains like Ethereum. And so you might have, 10 different tokens all built on Ethereum, and you can pay with what you want depending on who accepts it. But if that cashier, accepts Ethereum, then you can use any of those tokens. So the future that we see happening is this massive adoption to cryptocurrency through not just the acceptance from merchants, but the push from the consumer saying, I want to do more with my money. I want to do more with my crypto. So you would have seen these NFT collections come out, right? Bored Ape Yacht Club and Cool Cats and Gary V's Doodles, crazy, crazy prices. Utility behind them, it's growing. There's a lot of really cool stuff they're doing. Our NFT collection, and I don't know if we're some of the first or if not the first, but when you mint one of our NFTs, it immediately starts generating yield. So it's like it starts earning crypto. It starts earning money the moment that you own one. So you get an ROI based on this NFT for just holding it. Now, because these are modular NFTs, we can upgrade them as legislation changes in the future. So let's say one day, right, fingers crossed, the SEC and all the other, government bodies say, we are now going to consider NFTs as like common stock or bonds, some form of security. We can be one of the first in the world to upgrade our NFTs so they can replicate stocks and bonds all on chain, cross chain, swap them, stake them, do anything you want with them. It's really difficult today to do that with stocks and bonds at such speed and scale. So that's how we see that HOK Finance can lead the way with these sorts of things.
Fascinating. So when you talked about it automatically starts getting yield, tell me more about that.
Sure. So basically, the way that our lead engineer, Drew Fuentes, has set this up with his team is basically there's like a pool, right? We add money to a pool, and that pool basically gets the money in that gets lended out on these protocols, right? And so this is the big thing about DeFi, decentralized finance. It's your money. So you can't go to your bank account and lend your money out from Bank of America or something. It just doesn't happen. The bank can, though. They can leverage that and they can lend your money out. But decentralized finance, DeFi, you can lend your money out. So we have this pool. We lend it out. to people all around the world that want to lend, you know, USDC or sorry, borrow USDC or ETH or whatever. And there's an APY, there's an interest rate that you get back. So that's in our pool. We have attached that, or you could say connect that to our NFTs. So when you mint one, you pay a minting fee of like, I think it's like $150, right? And then it starts earning yield, 2%. I think it was up to like 2.9% the other day, and it varies. But what we're going to be able to do in the future, well, very soon, is have that NFT connected to, you know, various DeFi lenders. So you can have an NFT or a collection of NFTs and have this incredible NFT dashboard. I've seen the designs recently. It looks incredible. You've got all your NFTs. You can see what you paid, how much they're earning, what's lending out, and then you can actually choose which protocol you want to borrow from or lend to. So you can choose this APY or this APY. So it's a really fascinating piece of technology. This NFT craze is more, it's more than just, you know, JPEGs on the blockchain. It's far more exciting than that. And as we grow and as the market matures, we're going to see more of this NFT utility.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Well, that makes sense. So it's inexpensive to mint an NFT.
Correct.
Who ought to be thinking about doing this?
I would say, if you take, for example, where crypto is going, if you really want to be an early adopter and you think you've missed out on Bored Ape and you missed out on the other ones, I don't think that our prices will reach the Bored Ape prices. That has its own brand. But I would say, if you're looking to get into crypto, and even like a safe way to get into crypto, you could buy an NFT and watch that yield come back and get an ROI. Unlike if you invest into tokens where it's so volatile, you have no idea what's going to happen. If you've bought into Bitcoin or, you know, ETH back in the day, sure. Those are like long-term 5-10 year goals. You know, you want to take profits as the market changes, if you can manage to track the market that way. But I would say to buy these NFTs would be early adopters thinking, do I want to experiment in crypto? Do I want to hold something? And I want to keep this for years to come. It's just sitting there in the background. Imagine having a piece of art that was just, you know, sitting on your wall and it was just generating money, you know, every second. Like, that's an incredible thing. Not many pieces of art can do that over time, but our NFTs can.
Cool. I like it. You mentioned a safe way to get into it. And I think that the majority of the ordinary people out there don't understand. I don't understand the things that you're talking about. I sort of have a very shallow understanding, but a lot of people have zero understanding. And so they read the headline about $600 million stolen. How do you think about security?
Yeah, great question. Crypto security, if you're terrified about crypto security, I mean, the first thing you can do and some of the easiest things you can do is buy crypto on a centralized exchange. If you're totally new to crypto, go to Coinbase, like pretty simple. When you go to Coinbase, you can use your credit card or debit card and you swap your US dollar for ETH or Bitcoin. I don't recall what the kind of hacking or insurance policy Coinbase has. But as soon as you buy it, you can take that crypto off and you can put it on a decentralized wallet like MetaMask or Trust Wallet, and then buy what's called a nano ledger. Right? Like a cold wallet. And that basically is a little USB stick that can approve or I'm denied transactions. So if you're really, really worried about getting into crypto and being hacked, take these sorts of things seriously. The other thing you can do, which I see all the time happening in crypto, is people are using their everyday computer to buy and sell and trade crypto. And they're joining up to NFT marketplaces like OpenSea or Rarible or something like that. And they're clicking on emails like these phishing scams. It says, hey, somebody just bidded on your NFT for $1 million. And they're clicking them and connecting their wallets. Don't do that. Don't ever click on anything that anyone has ever sent you. It's 100% a scam. So I think there's certain measures to take when you first want to get into crypto. Do what kind of the retail investors are doing, right? Coinbase, centralized exchange, it's regulated. The government knows about your crypto, that sort of thing. Don't go out there and maybe just start buying tokens randomly on random websites and connecting your wallet. That's probably dangerous, I would say.
Got it. Makes sense. Thank you. So going back, the bridge across all the platforms, across all the chains, is that for the NFT and the coin?
Okay, good question. Sure. So right now we have this multi-chain bridge for the Hawk token. And then eventually we're going to have our NFTs, which will be cross-chain. I don't think that the two products will be the same, but in some way they will connect with each other. So we have this product called Hawk Premium, and that's basically where the lending of your finances, your assets happen. So Hawk Premium, you can take your ETH or your USDC, and we connect that to a big lending protocol like Aave or Wi-Fi or something. And these are massive platforms that have billions of dollars staked, and they lend that out. So we connect to those. So we enable you to connect with these platforms in a single destination. So we have all these different products that are out or that we're building, but in the terms of cross-chain capability, they're more individualized to the product themselves. So the idea is basically to be able to take your NFT and move it across chain, but that would also make it difficult if you're going to launch collections for certain chains. But it's more that you might be able to connect to different yield pools in the future with that NFT.
Nice. So for somebody who's listening, they say, this is really interesting. What's sort of the next step?
Sure. I mean, if you like, if you're interested in getting in crypto and you think, I don't want to miss out. I missed out on Bitcoin. Like so many people I knew back in the day missed out on Bitcoin. And you want to get into it now in an easy way that you can familiarize yourself with a brand. Hawk Finance is doing that. We make things really, really simple, and we're a meme token, so we're also a lot of fun, and we go viral as well. Through our tens of thousands strong social media. Go to hawk.finance and read up about what we're doing. Read up about meme tokens and how they started, and the different meme tokens out there, and start exploring about, the products themselves. On the website, you'll be able to find our Telegram channel, and one of our moderators will simply get back to you if you've got any queries around, how do I get started? Where do I buy ETH from first to be able to then swap that for Hawk?
Love it. Mark, I kind of skipped ahead there. People are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Difference-making tip. There's about 5 years, 10 years before this whole market goes completely insane. And now is the time to start investing and exploring crypto. Do your due diligence, go to YouTube, go to Reddit, read up on crypto and how to get in. If you're scared, listen to people and what they have to say, understand the fundamentals. When you get that idea, start investing what you can afford to lose, but have some sort of exit strategy. So my main tip is that if you start making some decent returns, exit, swap your tokens for a stable coin, a stable token, and then reinvest again and keep doing that. And that's one of the biggest things that I think most investors in crypto don't do, is they don't have an exit strategy. I know people that have been up tens of millions of dollars and didn't exit and the market crashed, and they're a little bit unhappy about that. So don't be one of those guys.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. It's hard as human beings to be able to take an or to make an exit like that. So putting a plan together on the front end, I think that that is some of the finest advice that you can give. So I love it. Well, Mark, thanks again. Give us the website one more time.
That's hokk.finance.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Mark your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to hokk.finance. Check out all the great resources. I was on the site earlier today and it just is a ton of great information on there. So definitely check it out and follow Mark's tip and just get involved and have a plan when you're doing it. Thanks again, Mark.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.